clear. I remember being in Anagarika, and it wasn't always clear, like, what I was supposed to be doing. The instructions weren't always that clear. And I found out later that's like a Wat Pa Pong house style, that they don't give much instruction to the Anagarikas. They kind of watch them and see how they act in different situations. And that's, since the time of Longpo Cha, that's been kind of a house style of Anagarika training. And it just kind of seems to naturally continue in the monasteries now, just because that's kind of what was set in place. And I didn't know that I had to request to be a novice, that there was this thing about, like, requesting, that they don't just make you a novice. But I was in Thai, they call Garangjai, so I didn't want to ask. I wanted to become a novice, but I was like, oh, maybe it's, like, wrong to ask. And then it was getting closer and closer to being an Anagarika for 1 year. And I remember after a all-night sit, and we would sit in the house and have breakfast on the day after Wanpra, and I was sitting in there, and Ajahn Amaro was in there. And it was getting really close, and I was kind of like thinking, like, are they going to make me a novice or not? And finally, Ajahn Amaro was very compassionate and said, you know, if you want to become a novice, you have to request it. And so, yes, I request it. Requested it right away. So, okay, duly noted. That's something he said a lot, duly noted.